Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Tzadi. We are on page Samech Zayin, which is the page following 132. Siman Reish Tzadi is B'Shabbos Yashlim Mea Brachos B'Peiros. That on Shabbos, you should complete your 100 brachos with fruit. We know that every day a person is supposed to make 100 brachos. And on Shabbos, we're lacking many brachos, so the Shmoneh Esrei is somewhat shorter. So this siman is going to discuss how we're mashlim the mea brachos with fruit. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Yarbe beperos umegodim uminei reyach. One should increase the fruit, the delicacies, the smells, kidei lahashlim minyan mea brachos, in order to be mashlim, so you can say 100 brachos on Shabbos. The Rama says, "The imrogil bashenas tzaraim." If a person normally takes a Shabbos afternoon nap, al yivat lenu, he should not cancel it. Ki oneg hulo, because it is enjoyment to him. Says the Mishabura Sukkotan Aleph Yarbe Beperos. The person should increase the fruit that he eats. V'gam b'leil Shabbos Kodesh Tov Shiyashlim Bom Hamea Brachos. Says the Mishabura. Also on Friday night, it is good to be mashlim the 100 brachos. We're going to come back. We'll first do all the Mishaburas. We'll come back to some very important notes. But the Mishabura here is telling us that on Friday night also you should add different things so you can be mashlim your 100 brachos, not only Shabbos day, but also Friday night. Sivkotan Bey is minyan mea brachos. Ki b'chol yom mevarech adam mea brachos. Every day a person is supposed to make 100 brachos. Ki d'Yisrael el b'simim mem vav, siv gimel, ayin shem mishabura. And that is because in the olden days, in the times of David HaMelech, 100 people were dying every day, and they made a takana. They realized it was because they weren't thanking Hashem enough, and they made a takana that everyone should say 100 brachos a day. V'ata, and now, shenechzar lo kama brachos, he's lacking various brachos, shebetfila Shabbos yesh rak sheva brachos, because in the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, instead of 19 brachos, we only have 7 brachos, v'al kein yishtadel lahashlimam, therefore a person should try to be mashlim to get to 100 brachos. The Rama then said, if a person is normally taking a Shabbos afternoon nap, he should not be mevatle. Umikomakom lo yarbe bo yoser midai. Even though you shouldn't be mevatle, you shouldn't be sleeping too much. Shelo yivienu lide bitol Torah. It shouldn't lead a person to be mevatle Torah. Shafilu tamidei chachamim. Even when it comes to tamidei chachamim, shalomdim kol hashavua, that they're learning the whole week. Shemitzvah sheis angu biyoser, as we'll see shortly in the Rama, the next sif, it's a mitzvah that they have extra oneg Shabbos. Kilakamon b'haga. The pshat is not that they should waste their whole day with enjoyments. Rak yimshechu yoser b'tainug mishar b'nei adam. They should just have a little more enjoyment than other people who are having the enjoyment during the week. They're learning the whole week, so they should have extra onik Shabbos. But not to get carried away with it, that it should lead to bittul Torah. Kosvu hasvarim, the svarim right b'shem the zayar, shemitzvah al ha'odam l'chadesh chidushei Torah b'Shabbos. It's a mitzvah on a person to be mechadesh chidushei Torah on Shabbos. Umi she'enu bar hochi l'chadesh. One who is not holding on that level to be mechadesh chidushim, yilmo dvarim shelo lomar ad heino. He should learn things on Shabbos that he's never learned before. He should be mechadesh things in his learning. He should learn new things. I saw brought down that some say that when we say to be mechadesh chidushim, lav dafka, that it means you have to come up with whopping chidushim, even learning a sugya over again with a little more clarity, that's called a chidush also. But a person should be mechadesh chidushim in his learning on Shabbos. Sivkotan dalat ki oneg, because sleeping on Shabbos is oneg. Aval lo yomar, but a person should not say neilech v'nishon. Let's go to sleep. Kedeshen nucha lasos malatena b'motzei Shabbos. That will be awake to work better on Motzei Shabbos. Shemare bezesh shenoch v'yoshen b'shvil yemos achol. Because then he's giving the appearance that he's resting and he's sleeping for the weekday that he's doing hachana. A person is allowed to take a Shabbos nap because he has a busy Motzei Shabbos, but he should not speak out that the reason why he's taking the nap is because he wants to be able to accomplish more on Motzei Shabbos. I'd like to go through the whole siman with the Mishabura, and then go back to a few notes about the 100 brachos and some interesting other ideas. So let's first see Sif Beis. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Achar Su'uda Shachris, after the morning Suda, Kovin Midrash Likros B'Neviim, we set a time for learning to read from the Neviim, V'Lidrosh B'Divrei Agoda, and to give drashas in Divrei Agoda. V'Oser Likboas Su'uda B'Oser Shah, it is also for a person to set up his Shabbos Suda at the time when the learning is happening. The Rama says, "Upo'alum ubalibatim she'enon oskim batorah kol yemei ha'shavua." Those people who are working the whole week and they don't have time to learn, yasku yoser batorah b'shabbos. They should be osek more in Torah on Shabbos. Mitalmidei chachamim ha'oskim batorah kol yemei ha'shavua. Now's your chance to learn, so you should be osek in Shabbos. Osek in Torah on Shabbos more than the Talmidei Chachamim who are learning the whole week. The Talmidei Chachamim yamshichu yoser ba'oneg achilu shesik tzas. And as we just saw the Mishnah Berurah quoted, the Talmidei Chachamim should draw themselves a little bit more towards the oneg of eating and drinking. The harei heimis angin belimudam kol yemei ha'shavua, because they're delving into the learning the whole week. So everyone should switch gears a little bit on Shabbos. Those who are working the whole week, they don't have time to learn. They should spend more time on Shabbos learning. Then the Talmidei Chachamim who are learning the whole week, they should have a little more enjoyment in their oneg Shabbos and the achil and shtiyah, because they are learning the entire week. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah here, and then we'll go to some interesting notes. The Mishnah Berurah begins as a katan hey kovin midrash. We said after the Shabbos morning Suda, we set ourselves up to learn the Isa Medrash. The Medrash says, Omra Torah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah said in front of Hashem, Rebono shel olam kishe yikonsu Yisrael la'aretz. They said, Master of the world, when Klai Yisrael will go into the land of Israel, Zerot l'charmo v'zerot l'sadeo, this guy's going to be running to his vineyard, this guy's going to be running to his field, ani matei alai, what's going to be with the Torah? Everyone's going to be running to be busy with their parnasa. What's going to be with limud Torah? So Omar lo, Hashem said to the Torah, yesh li zug, shani mizaveg loch v'shabish shmo, I have a partner for you. The partner for you, Torah Kedosha is going to be Shabbos. Shem b'teilim m'malachlim v'yecholim lasog bach. That's when they're going to stop working and they're going to spend their day being Isaac and Torah. Sivkot and Vav. V'lidrosh, and there's going to be a drasha on Shabbos morning after the Suda. V'ho'ikir yia'oz l'lameh l'rabim eschukei ha'alukim v'es torosav. The ikir of that drasha is to teach the public the laws of Hashem. Lahoros hilchos Shabbos va'aser va'mutter, and to teach them hilchos Shabbos, that which is aser, that which is mutter. Gam lahamshich leiv hashomim ba'agoda. That's also to draw in the hearts of the listeners, to inspire the listeners with divrei agoda. V'hamadrichim es ha'adam liyir hashamayim, that lead people to have fear of heaven. K'de'isa b'yalkut reish parshas v'yakel, like the Yalkut brings down in the beginning of v'yakel. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei locha kihilos gedolos, make big gatherings, udrosh lifneim berabim hilchos Shabbos, and darshan in front of them publicly hilchos Shabbos. Lahoros li Yisrael iser v'heter, to teach Klai Yisrael iser v'heter. V'lo kemoshen ohagim achshav, not like they do nowadays, that it's just inspiration, there should be also halachas that are being taught. Sivkaton zayin, the osir l'kboa, we said, and the mechaber is osir, to be koveya your suda at the time when you're supposed to be listening to the drasha. Ba'gemara isa, the gemara brings down. Bitlas mili nachti balabatim minichsayu. There are three things that cause balabatim to lose their money. V'chad minayu, and one of the ways is the kovi su'utsa b'shabsa b'idame midrasha. They're koveya their Shabbos day suda at the time when they're supposed to be in the base medrash listening to the drasha. V'ho'inyin k'di'isa b'yushalmi. The inyin is like the Yushalmi brings down. Lo nitnu shabbosos v'yometolim li'yisrael elo k'dei lasok b'em b'tayra. The only reason Shabbos and Yotav was given to Klai Yisrael was so they should be off from work and they should be osek in Torah. Mipnei shekol yemos hachol heim chudim b'malachtam. The whole week they're busy with their parnasa. Ve'ein lohem p'nai lasok b'bekviyos. And they don't have time to be koveya themselves in learning. Ubeshabbos ain't pnuyim imalachon. Shabbos, they're free from their work. V'yicholim lasok b'karoy, and they're able to be osek in Torah properly. Lefikach, therefore, Oser lo lefanos atzma midivrei Torah v'lekboa suudaso b'shah shedorshim b'beis medrash divrei Torah b'rabim. Therefore, it is forbidden for one to turn away from the words of Torah and to set up his suda at the time that the drasha is going on in the beis medrash where they're teaching Torah to the public. Eliyakdim osa oyachir osa. Have your suda before the drasha or after the drasha, but not chas v'shalom while the drasha is going on. V'zehu tolchachas megula loosan hanoshim shemetaylim b'eisayi b'shvakim b'rechovas. This is an open Musa Shmuz to those people that go for walks in the markets and the streets at the time the drasha is going on. Ki afilu suda Shabbos shi mitzvah. Even a suda of Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, Asur oz mipnei bittel Torah. It's forbidden to have your suda during the drasha, that's bittel Torah. The kol shekein letayil, certainly to go for a walk, Ulaharbos oz besicha betela sha'aser. Certainly it's aser to be wasting your time going for a walk or talking about silly things at a time that there's a drasha going on where you could be learning Torah. Sivkatan ches. Again, on that which the Mechaber said, that it's aser to be koveh your suda during the drasha. V'lecho b'li kviya suda k'mo sh'rogel b'yamos ha-shabbos. To eat without a kviya suda, like your rogel, the Aleph says on the bottom, kolomer b'yamos ha-shavua, like your rogel during the days of the week. Nirish mutter, it appears that is mutter v'kanal b'simen reish memtesed beiz l'inyan erev Shabbos ayin shom. Like we see, look, I'll be erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to eat too much, but to have a regular suda from during the week, that's going to be okay. Vihine, and behold, Kevon Shatam Shaosru Chazal Kviya Suda Oz Hubipneshi is Batal Ayyadei Zemitora. And the reason, since the reason that Chazal Astrid being Koveya Yesuda during the Drasha is because of Bittel Torah, the Kanal, like we said before, Memela Nishma, Memela we hear, the Mikol Shekain Shetzorach Lizar Shla Yigrum Ayyadei Zemitel Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. You certainly must be careful not to be mevatel the Torah of the Rabbim, kegom mashem motzri, like what we find sometimes by Avodoseinu Rabbim in our great Averos, le'iza noshim shemizarzin leha'olam b'shabbos b'kayetz, that there are people that they try to be mezarez the olam on Shabbos in the summer, av she'orayom godol, while there's still plenty of time in the day, they try to encourage people to hispalel mincha, to dav mincha earlier, ulekayim asu the shlishis, and to get involved in shalosh shudas, v'gormim shekol anshei beis hamedrash yafsiku milimudam. They're giving a clap and starting mincha early when everyone's learning, that the milvata Torah of the Rabbim, to dav mincha early in the summer, and to have shalosh shudas afterwards. Ukfar omru chazal, chazal already tell us, omru Rabbi Yossi, Yehei chelki mimoshive beis hamedrash velo mima'amide beis hamedrash. He davened that his chelik should be with those who are encouraging the sitting in the beis hamedrash, encouraging people to go to the beis hamedrash to learn, and not the ma'amide beis hamedrash, which in the Shaar Tzion Oz Dal he writes, those are the memunim le'eis ha'ochel, those are the people who are appointed at the time of eating, lomer higia eis lamod v'lechol. These are the people that encourage people to leave the beis hamedrash, time to eat the suda. So Rabbi Yossi davened that he should be from those who are moshive beis hamedrash, they're encouraging people to go into the beis hamedrash, to go learn, and not from those who are mima'amide beis hamedrash, to get people to stand up from the beis hamedrash to go eat a suda. So you don't want chas v'shalom to be the one that is causing people not to be learning on Shabbos. Unless there's no time left to daven mincha, ulakayim hasuda shlishis bayom kadin. Already, if it's late in the day, you have to daven mincha and you have to have shal shudas. Of course, then it would be okay to encourage people to stop their learning so they could daven mincha and have shal shudas. Oz bevali nochum azarius azad. Then, for sure, it is appropriate to encourage the stopping of the learning so you could do the other mitzvos. Ein lahamshich hadrasha sheyevatel hayedeza suda shlishis. The drasha should not be so long that it is mevatel people from shalosh shudas. I'd like to go back to a few very, very important notes, and that is in the beginning of Siman Reish Tzadi. The first point is that we said in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph that not only should one increase his fruit and other foods that he's having to try to get the 100 brachos Shabbos day, but also Friday night. If you look at note number one, he points out, V'cheshben ha-meya bracho shayom ha-shabbos mevur le'el. It's clear from the Mishnah Berurah earlier that in terms of when you cheshben the 100 brachos, when do you start, when do you end, shemaster ma'alayla, it starts the night before, shekein mona shom ketchilas ha-meya brachos es brichas ha-mapil. The Mishnah Berurah earlier, in Chelek Aleph, when he discussed the lacking of brachos on Shabbos, but he starts that the first brach is ha-mapil, which is the night before. When you're davening Marav early and making Kiddush while it's still light outside, the reason why a mapil will be the first bracha, because if you made early Shabbos and you davened early and you ate your suda early, that all counts on Friday's cheshbon. So too lighting candles, which is done before Shabbos, is also shayel to the 100 brachos of Friday. So where do they get counted? And then he says, when you're benching by shalosh shudas, the other says go chavim. Rishon Mazalman says there also that counts towards the mea brachos shel halayla. That's Sunday's cheshbon. Sheir Levi argues, but the pashas the Mishnah Berurah says that it goes from night till the next night. According to that, what the Mishnah Berurah would be saying over here is that even Friday night, it's good to be mashlim, the Mea Brachos, don't wait everything for the day. The night already is part of the Cheshbon of Shabbos, so start having some fruit and increasing your Brachos at night. Others say possibly that maybe the Mishabura here is being choshesh for the other shita that holds that Friday night really counts towards Friday's cheshbon, and Friday night davening is shorter, so you lost out on certain brachos, so you should mash them Friday night for Friday's cheshbon. But the pasht, just like the note is discussing, the Mishabura holds that the night goes after the day following it, and therefore you want to get a jump start on your Shabbos brachos, so you want to have some fruit at night as well. If you look at note number 3, discusses an interesting shaila. Let's say you have no chance of getting to 100 brachos. Right? The whole point of adding things on Shabbos is because on Shabbos we're lacking so many brachos. The Shmoneh Esrei are down from 19 to 7, so we're out already 36. Right? We're mashlim with Musaf, we have other things to be mashlim, but we're down like 30 brachos. So, but let's say you have no chance of making it. You have no chance of making it. Is there an inyan to get more brachos? You know you're not making it to 100. Is there an inyan to get to 93 instead of 92? Or once you know you're not getting to 100, so it doesn't matter. That's note number 3. If you're not possibly going to get to 100, you're not well, and you can't increase your eating, so you can't add those kinds of brachos. So the Briska Rav says, there's no inyan. The inyan is 100. If you're not going to reach 100, so you don't have to get to 93. There's no inyan. On the other hand, Reb Chaim Kineski argues, he writes, Sheyesh inyan laharbos v'brachos, afilu shelo yagi al yedei kein l'minyan v'brachos. No, there's an need to be marbe your brachos, even if you're not going to get to 100. Get as many as you can. Of course, one has to be careful not to make any brachos shein etzricha. That certainly wouldn't be appropriate according to anyone. Note number 4 discusses a very interesting thing. The Mishabura over here, this is the siman that he's discussing, being mashon the mea brachos. All he talks about is food and smell. But in the Mishabura and other places, we just had a few weeks ago, the Mishabura says that if you're mechaving to the brachos of the laning, the brachos before and after each aliyah, the brachos of the Haftorah, that also can count towards your mea brachos. And elsewhere the Mishabura also says, Ein Kel Kenu was instituted on Shabbos, also the mashem your mea brachos. So it's interesting, in different places he mentions different things. Over here he only mentions the achila, but over there there are other ways to be mashem the mea brachos. One amazing note, I was hoping Avi was going to come in, I held this note out a little bit. Note number 7 talks about the chashivas of Liman HaTorah on Shabbos. The Mishabura brought down from the Zohar that you should be mechadish chidushim on Shabbos. Look at note number 7. Ubegodel mailas Liman HaTorah b'Shabbos. In terms of the great maila Liman HaTorah on Shabbos, Huva b'sefer leiv Elio. It's brought down from Elyalapian. Sheshoma me'achavetz chayim. That here from the Chavetz Chayim. Shekevan sheshkula Shabbos keneged kol haTorah kula. Since Shabbos is equal to the entire Torah, lochein kol mitzvah she'osim b'Shabbos shavu l'taryag mitzvos. Every mitzvah that you do on Shabbos is equal to 613 mitzvos. Because Shabbos is keneged kulam. Keneged all the mitzvos. Ulufi agra. And according to the Gra, Shekol Os Shel Divrei Torah Yesh B'Mitzvah, that every letter of Torah that you learn is a mitzvah on its own. Im Ken Kishalomdim B'Shabbos, if you learn on Shabbos, Kol Os Shavesh Sheish Miosh V'Slosh Esrei Mitzvos Limud HaTorah. Every letter that you're learning on Shabbos is equal to 613 mitzvos. V'im Ken Kishadam Lomid B'Shabbos, and a person learns on Shabbos, Ein Sof L'Ribui HaMitzvos She'olam L'Zchus, so there's no end to the mitzvos. Every letter is 613 mitzvos. Cheshbon, how much are you going to get if you learn for half an hour? It's like beyond our mathematical calculations. Ubeben Ishchai Kosov, the Ben Ishchai writes, B'Shein Mekubalim, Shalima Torah B'Shabbos, Godol Melima Torah B'chol Elef Pa'amim. Learning on Shabbos is 1,000 times better than learning during the week. That's what he brings out from the Mekubalim. Ubemailas amechadish chedushim Torah b'Shabbos. Again, the Zohar says you should be mechadish chedushim on Shabbos. In terms of the mailo be mechadish chedushim, the Eliyahu Rabbi writes b'shem the Shlo shebemotzoi Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos. Ola haneshama yisera lamalo. Neshama yisera goes back up to Shemayim. V'shoel osa kadosh baruch hu machi dashta b'Torah b'Shabbos. Nu, let me hear your chedushim Torah. Every Motzei Shabbos, we have to report back in Shemayim our Chiddush Torah. We pointed out before, from the Yisod V'Sharash Avoda, Lav Dafka, it has to be grace of Chiddushim. It could just be, again, more clarity in the Sugya that also, they say, would count as Chiddush Torah. One other very important note that we'll end with, another way to mekayim this idea of Chiddush Torah, note number 8. The Hamechadish B'Sichlo Eza Anhoga Tova B'Avodas Hashem She'isnag B'Anhoga Zu Koyimei HaShavua. A person spend some time on Shabbos thinking about a proper anhaga, a proper way to act in the service of Hashem for the coming week, kasa b'sefer yisod v'sharesh ha'avoda as well, she'en l'cha chidushei Torah g'dol mizeh. There's no greater chidushei Torah. Let's say you can't learn on Shabbos for whatever reason, or you're not being mechadish chidushim like you want. If you mekabel something, you think how you could serve Hashem the following week in a better way, so that's no greater chidushei Torah than that. We should all be zocha to be mechadish, real chidushim on Shabbos, and if not, all these other ways that we kayim this great inyan of the mechadish chidushim on Shabbos, and mirshem tomorrow, we'll begin the Halachos of Shal Shudis, Simon Reish, Tzadi Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.